Welcome back to the Weekly Wrap-Up, a Statesman podcast that features an editor from each section giving you the news of the week. I'm Jules, and here's this week wrapped up.
On Stony Brook University News, I'm Assistant News Editor Claudia Motley. Stony Brook researchers received a $2.5 million grant to fund the development of an artificial intelligence program to assist in the treatment of addiction. The program scans social media data and uses recorded information to understand the user's habits and predict future behavior. Dean of the College of Engineering and Applied Sciences, Fotis Sotiropoulos, will serve as an interim provost and senior vice president for academic affairs. The announcement was made by President Maury McInnes and comes shortly after current provost Michael Bernstein announced stepping down from the position. Sotiropoulos will also become a member of the University Council due to his experience in strategic planning and academic leadership. He will return to his position as dean once an official provost is found. With news, I'm Claudia Motley.
With Arts and Culture, I'm Legere Blake, the Arts and Culture Editor over at The Statesman. This week, this section has two articles about topics that have potential to draw anyone in. Artists for Nancy is an organization put together by artists and activists with the goal of engaging people through activism. The Nancy in question is Nancy Goroff, who has served on the faculty of Stony Brook University's Department of Chemistry for more than 22 years. Read about her advance in the New York primary election and the events put together that garner her support. This week, we have a captivating review of the Paris Hilton documentary. The film premiered on YouTube September 13th and explores Hilton's tenuous relationship with the media. The documentary takes on a serious note at times, and there is a section of the film dedicated to Hilton and her former boarding school classmates' experiences at Provo Canyon School, which has a plethora of abuse allegations. Delve into these well-written articles and plenty more over at sbstatesman.com. With Arts and Culture, I'm Legere Blake. See you next week.
With sports, I'm the section editor, Ryan Pavich. Stony Brook fall sports have been postponed until the spring, but the winter sports have been left in limbo, waiting for news of whether their season would begin on time. This week, the National Collegiate Athletics Association officially announced that the men's and women's basketball season will begin on November 25th, pushing the start date back 2 weeks from the original position on November 10th. Team practices can officially begin on October 14th, and the programs will be looking to play somewhere between 23 to 25 games in the regular season.
With Statesman Opinions, I'm Sunny Mazaku, the Opinions Editor. This week, we have an op-ed detailing why it is important to keep up with information surrounding COVID-19, which extends to testing for the virus. As more research is presented daily in youth studies, the writer argues that people need to stay on top of current guidelines and fight misinformation by understanding the current facts on testing. An Assistant Opinions Editor wrote an op-ed that discusses how remote learning, or Zoom University, cheats students out of a proper education. Taking classes online makes it harder for students to focus and develop closer relationships with their colleagues and teachers. With Opinions, I'm Sunny Mazaku. That's all for this week.
To read the pieces mentioned in this podcast, you can head over to sbstatesman.com and click on the links at the top of the page. I'm Jules, and until next week, that's a wrap.